Hello, I'm Jonathan Earnshaw, Editor-in-Chief of BJS, British Journal of Surgery. I'm here to tell you about the June issue of BJS. I'm going to pick some of the articles I hope will be of interest to you, and at the end announce my own personal choice of paper of the month. First, something a bit more serious, the responsibility of being a journal referee. I expect many of you receive manuscripts for review. Imagine you're sent one that you don't particularly like, that you disagree with, and that perhaps you think you could have done better. Maybe you've already started a similar piece of work. The authors of one of the papers in June BJS noticed a very similar review published online after their paper was accepted and whilst it was going through the publishing process. It turns out that the corresponding author of the paper had been one of the referees of the BJS manuscript. When challenged by BJS, the corresponding author of the second paper apologised and retracted it. It comes as a timely reminder that journal referees have a very privileged position and must be aware of their responsibilities. All information associated with the review process should be confidential. If in doubt, referees should not hesitate either to excuse themselves from the process or to contact one of the journal editors if they have any doubts or queries. BJS has an extraordinary group of referees who are directly responsible for the high-quality material we publish in the journal. I'd like to use this opportunity to say a big thank you to all those who give their time conducting the reviews that ensure the high standards of BJS. Turning now to journal news. The BJS Society launched our sister journal, BJS Open, this month. Some of you who have had papers that don't quite make it into BJS might be offered publication in this open access journal instead. Editor-in-Chief Derek Alderson was proud to announce the publication of the first few papers in the journal at the Association of Surgeons meeting in May. And it's not too late to submit a paper for the 2018 special issue, Cancer Surgery in the Genomic Era. Closing date for submissions is the 31st of July 2017. Let's look now at the June BJS. Sticking with cancer in the genomic era, the leading article on breast cancer and genomic testing by Litka and Kohlberg emphasises how important gene testing is becoming in helping decide treatment schedules for women with breast cancer. Refined prognosis based on gene expression might allow a reduction of 25% in the number of women who undergo chemotherapy. The second leader this month is on prehabilitation, getting patients fitter before surgery. This emerging science is designed to make patients more robust to face the challenge of surgical intervention and thus reduce perioperative complications. This article is free to download and enjoy. There are back-to-back papers looking at optimal surgery for gastroesophageal reflux, both authored by Rox from the Netherlands. The first is an RCT comparing laparoscopic fundoplication with either 270 or 180 degree wraps. At 12 months, both techniques were equivalently effective. The same author analysed the late outcomes of an RCT conducted in South Africa 12 years previously, comparing Nissen, or 360-degree fundoplication, with a 180-degree wrap. Again, both procedures provided similar relief and had similar reoperation rates. Not much help there for surgeons to decide which technique to employ. Two other papers in June get a special mention, both from specialties not mainstream in BJS, plastic surgery and transplantation. Hu and colleagues from China conducted an RCT using autologous skin cell suspension to see whether that could heal the wounds that result from split skin grafting. Enough skin cell suspension is obtained from a 1 cm skin biopsy to treat 80 square centimetres of donor site wound. The same authors have previously shown that skin cell suspension can help heal other ulcers, and it looks as if this may be a valuable way to speed healing in a number of different hard-to-heal wounds. The transplantation paper also comes from the Netherlands. It describes how hypothermic oxygenated machine perfusion of liver transplants might improve subsequent graft function. Its use was shown to improve biochemical liver function, and it's hoped this might translate to reduced perioperative complications if used routinely. So, finally, what's my paper of the month in the June BJS? I've chosen a systematic review from Dulfer and colleagues comparing surgery and medical treatment for tertiary hyperparathyroidism. The temptation, of course, is to treat these patients who all have renal disease medically, particularly following the introduction of the calcium-mimetic drug cinacalcet. This review included 47 articles and showed that both treatments were effective and low risk, but in fact, surgery had higher cure rates. Well, that's all for this month, and thank you for listening.